Hello, dear participants, and welcome to attend this new type of learning material package prepared for you from our project called Astra. And my part is especially here to introduce the entire course and its background. This learning material is provided by a Marie Curie-funded project with the acronym ASTRA, which comes from the word Applying Transdisciplinary Sustainability Transition Research in Social Work. And this project is funded by the European Commission. And according to our understanding, it is the first international doctoral program of social work with focus on sustainability transition from a transdisciplinary perspective. This contribution disseminates selected highlights of this work of 3 years, what we have been done, and we invite you very much to attend this course and also to visit our webpage in internet based on at the University of Jyväskylä in Finland. My name is Aila-Leena Matis. I'm a professor of social work at University of Jyväskylä in its second campus called Kokkola University Consortium Sydenius. And I have been working as a principal investigator, as a head of this ASTRA project. Otherwise, I have been involved in the questions about social work and environment already since my master thesis in the early 1980s. And here my role is just to give an introduction to the entire course, where then 8 doctoral students of us are proud to present their empirical own empirical research. So to depart the content of this learning material is to, or the introduction is that I first shortly introduced the ASTRA project a little bit more and the theoretical frame we have had in it, and then point out what has been the, what is actually the strength and special mandate of social work to be involved in sustainability issues and learn from transdisciplinary research too. And then I will introduce the core content of the 8 lectures and how you can use them. Now shortly about the ASTRA project behind this course. As I said already, it's funded by the European Commission. It means that 15 globally recruited social work doctoral students could be involved for 3 years to work on their doctoral degree and participate in the training and make research. And the consortium consisted of 8 European universities and research organizations. You will see the logos in the last slide of my presentation. And the core task and research question is here to ask how transdisciplinary sustainability transition research from other disciplines and areas can be applied in the practice and research of social work to be better able to face the core task of social work, the social inclusion of people in various challenging situations. So we have been mainly addressing social inclusion on young people in precariousness, people with migration background and vulnerable local communities. And the perspective have been to mix the perspectives on environmental, economic and social transition to have a holistic sustainable perspective. And now to the theoretical and conceptual background. I'm pretty sure that you all are aware about this, that this catastrophic crisis, what we have now in the world, this ecological, economic and social crises are somehow connected with each other in a very deep manner, and that's why this crisis can be tackled only if with a joint approach across disciplines and societal sectors. That this is required, and all scientists agree in this, but it is so difficult to put in practice. And this is now the idea of what we try in this project. These efforts, these joint approaches across disciplines, are called transdisciplinary sustainability transition research, which is more than multidisciplinary or cross-disciplinary. It means that the scientists co-create new knowledge across disciplines, yes, but they also include non-academic actors and communities and stakeholders. And also that they allow and take use of it, that each actor and each discipline also transcends boundaries and hierarchies between them, and also change themselves through this collaboration with other areas and other disciplines. And we were keen to see and demonstrate in our research how this approach, how this thinking can be applied in social work practice and research for facing the challenges of social inclusion. And this is mainly now taking place in the Western societies. And this conceptual framework, what we have from the side of social work, is the eco-social work, which has been growing quite rapidly since 20 years, also called environmental social work, ecological social work, or green social work, and so on. And the idea is that it combines socially, ecologically, and economically sustainable perspectives into social work, and critically reflects also the dominant policies exploiting nature and human resources, thus for profit interest. As you know, that the common critics in the current regarding the current crisis. With this slide, I would like to shortly describe the very tricky and contradictory position of social work regarding this crisis. We are not only the good-willing people and practitioners and researchers. Social work as an institution and profession is a guilty part in regarding the crisis. And social work is part of the problem in the current mainstream manner as how social work is understood. It is economically strongly dependent on the growth-oriented market economy. You have surely heard sometimes managers, politicians saying that if there is no economic growth, then we cannot finance social work and social services, social security, and so on. So how can we live and solve this problem of being guilty part? And part also in our history and mindset, social work is a production of industrialized colonial society in Western countries, and applying managerialistic views, which are actually those who are contributing to the crisis. So how can we be a solution if we are part of the problem? This is really a challenging question. Social work can be also regarded, interpreted as a victim. We know that the environmental, economic, and social crisis treat versus the most vulnerable people locally, and especially locally, who have it's hard to defend themselves and who have not caused the crisis. This is the basic global infrastructure what we have on the globe. And social work has got the function in the society to support these people in this tricky situation, but has increasingly insufficient reduced resources to compensate this. The fatal consequences of the crisis and the unsustainability in total in the everyday life of people. So social work can even be called as a useful idea for the system, and it cannot even defend itself. So after being guilty and also the victim, we have to find out to the perspective of a change maker, how social work can get the position of change maker, which has already started with these discourses, which I mentioned, this different discussion in social work. Because social work has the first-hand access to grassroots knowledge in these vulnerable communities and can report about these consequences and have a preventive impact. Social work has already been multidisciplinary from the beginning on and also cross-sectoral. So it's somehow well prepared for transdisciplinary approaches, what is needed. And for sustainability, and social work already has started with its eco-social practices and environmental awareness rising. And and now I will summarize on one level the core results of ASFA research project, and this is the reflection with our young doctoral students about which place social work has got in the transdisciplinary research network. And we can interpret that social work is as first an expertise of has an expertise of social sustainability, which is still quite weak in the discussion about sustainability. It's mainly about environmental and economic technological sustainability. But the social sustainability is so urgent to be added and deepened and taking a stronger place in it. Social work includes access to the lives of people and communities also in the research and to the front line of sustainability issues, also because it is part of the power system. So we have the law on our side, so we can request to have access and to request help for people. Social work also what has been exciting is that social work research in transdisciplinary sustainability research is built on knowledge rooted on the close contact to the practice. So the social work has this benefit and compared with several other sciences that it is already involved among citizens. It is already working with the most vulnerable people and has knowledge about the situation and can bring this to the common round tables to be discussed. And the professional competencies of social work, I mean, the competencies of social workers have from their working with local communities and marginalized groups are highly relevant also in sustainability research. We had some interesting cases where the doctoral students told that other researchers or managers, let's say urban development, for instance, they didn't really know how to work with people. But social work competencies could be then helpful for the ASFA researchers. And also the professional values and principles of social work, when we take them seriously, they are remarkable of importance in the research of sustainability too, that you have to have respect and respect the human rights and so on. Also, there are some strong methodological parallels between the transdisciplinary sustainability research and the particular approach of practice research of social work. You may know this approach. It has been discussed in internationally too, which means that it's combining theory and praxis, researchers and professional work. And this is very close to that what is needed in sustainability research in general. So social work can also teach about these experiences. Then what also is interesting to see that for promoting a transition, research is not enough and practice work of different professionals is not enough, but also a certain new type of activism is really needed, and to organize collective awareness rising and immediate actions. This is something where social work already has historically a mandate. This is how social work has started and how it is working in many countries, especially in the global south nowadays. So we can also take this as a strength of social work. And of course, we are pleased to see that there is already a global networking of social work growing in collaboration with other disciplines. Social work is getting more and more visible there, and also the own global networks of social work are really beneficial for promoting the transition towards eco-social future. So this slide is based on a theory by Gales and Schott on so-called multi-level perspective theory. From the discussion, which asks how transitions can take place, what is promoting it, what is fostering a transition, and they identify three levels. The first one, the landscape level, is the worldwide deep changes which may take place. We cannot order them, we cannot influence them very much, but they are so-called exogenetic. For instance, the pandemic is a good example about this. So it can change the economy, it can change cultural patterns and values, it can change the environment and macroeconomic structures, trade, and so on. And this this creates external impulses and pressure to changes to our institution, to our policies, to our regimes. And so this is somehow from outside, from above. And then there is another level which is very significant for sustainability transition. It is the grassroots level, the niches in local communities or more small living laboratories, where innovations and new models and problem solutions are created and experimented in local communities by innovative people and as a joint learning process. And these can be upscaled. You can have several examples in this, for instance, the different type of, let's say, cooperative economic models, or also technical solutions which are really sustainable and can then be grow also to other levels. And the third level in the middle is the level of regimes and institutions, like markets, science, policies, technology, which are somehow, which have the function to maintain the continuity of societies and structures. And that's why they are very heavy to change themselves. So they need enough pressure from outside and also from bottom up. And they are interested in impulses from both sides if they can be applied in the structures to improve them and renew them and open them new perspectives. So this has to happen also, that in the middle the institutions will change, and changes at each of the three levels and agencies and structures are needed. But the most important is indeed what happens between the levels, the processes between, that we really put in inputs and give impulses towards the institutions and from all sides, and also between the grassroots levels and the global level. And what is interesting for social work in this picture of multi-level is that the strengths of social work, which I have mentioned on the previous slides, are actually exactly highlighting the intermediating capacity of social work. So we are indeed able to bring knowledge and impulses and needs from grassroots level to the institutions, to the systems. We are part of global movements insisting on and developing human rights and so on. So in many, also in everyday practice, social work has an intermediating role between different sectors. So I think this is, has been very important. I found it so interesting to see how nicely social work fits in this theory and the function of intermediating between levels and sectors. But of course, we cannot forget that there is also these big pictures which need to change, and what we need to develop to enable sustainability transition, eco-social future. I just shortly mentioned the state has state structures as form of organized society are needed, but they need to be developed, changed. Less bureaucracy, less corruption, changing whom the state is serving the most, whose interests are having the bigger weight, like big companies, instead of taking care of the poorest in the society. So this function of the state has to be changed, but it cannot, of course, take place without involvement of the society, the citizens. So they have to be involved and be agree on that these kind of changes. We have discussed very often during the ASHRAE project that the economy has to be changed. Economic interest insisting on economic growth are no more legitimate and cannot be independent drivers, but economy should really be brought back to serve the interest of guaranteeing, enabling somehow a just, modest life, good living for all, without causing high expensive and destroyment of other people and nature. So this economy, which is really mostly only following a very narrow-minded profit interest and exploiting the nature and the humans, this has to be stopped, this has to be changed, and this power, this pressure is growing everywhere. And then as the authors whom I quote here, they write about the new type of eco-territorial internationalism as a common ground for eco-social transition. It means that that we need to strengthen the international networking of movements, local actors, and intersectional, global, decentralized forms of working together. So this can be about housing, about food, about societal usage of nature, about energy, and so on. So this kind of platforms need to be supported and to grow, and social work has to be there, part of this discussion, because all these topics are also part of social work. So now I'm ready with the general thematic introduction to ASHRAE project and its theoretical background. And now I would like to go to the short description of the 8 individual lectures. So we have 8 courses or 8 lectures, around 40, 50 minutes, each addressing a different topic of eco-social work. And these are all speakers or teachers, lecturers are selected out of the 15 ASHRAE project participants, and they discuss the individual doctoral research under the joint theoretical frame of eco-social work, and they demonstrate in detail how this transdisciplinary sustainability perspective and ELK classes can be used to provide relevant tools and for social work practice, and this The first part, the first lecture is from Rebecca Conway, and she will deepen the joint ecosocial frame, and also then come later to her individual study on nature-based interventions with young people. And Kang Liu brings in how social work can engage in economic transition. This is really this big macro-level discussion, as well as Amy Shackelford, who develops an organizational theoretical frame for eco-social work. It's really valuable to point out what kind of organizational features are needed in social work practice and eco-social work. And then follow more detailed topics like water management by Ateve Safrabani Farahani, who has been studying traditional water management systems on a global level, and youth housing by Mattia Mansueto, about the housing first model and how it has been developed and what is its impact for the people in concern. And these both are wonderful examples how ecological, economic and social sustainability are really really dependent and influencing each other. And then one big joint topic in our research has been the nature-based intervention, as I already mentioned. Rebecca has been studying them, and also James Obeng has been studying nature-based interventions for improving the social inclusion of young people. These are very concrete empirical researches. And then both Naren Asar and Sini Tekilion are analyzing empirically social sustainability now in terms of how people with migration background, often by forced migration background, how they experience the process of inclusion in the countries where they start to create a new life. And now shortly, how to use the learning material. Of course, you are free to be creative, just to follow the Creative Commons license what we have presented at the beginning. So it's not for commercial use and not for cutting or using it in your name, but always to acknowledge the original source for it and the authors. So you can use this as a full course for your group, for your students, and also apply the suggested tasks or questions for assignment and at the end of each lecture. And this would then be around a 5 credits course in the European system of credit transfer. If you take all these 8 courses and do maintain the task successfully there, this can be practical exercises, but they can be also to write essays on the questions put there. You can also extend this material by adding readings to it, for instance, those suggested by the speakers or other recent publication on the topics. But it is also possible to use only individual lectures according to your own learning or teaching interest out of the list of the 8 lectures. And of course, it would be nice if you get inspired to discuss these topics with people from other disciplines or practice fields and see how, let's say, environmentalists or economists, how they can understand or see the connectivity with social work and social sustainability. And we hope that you can reflect the entire course material as a holistic exercise on and learning how eco-social work can be developed further in your circumstances, under the conditions where you are working or studying or being an activist. So each of the 8 lectures includes a short introduction of the lecturer and the topic, and a main lecture, and then a summary and some task or questions at the end of it. And here I have still the table of the courses in detail. So I think I don't need to go through them anymore, but you see here again the lecture of Rebecca about including, incorporating nature into social work in practice and in research, and the research on Kang Liu about establishing the critical relationship between economic transitions and social work and the social dimensions of different economic models. And then the lecture of Amy Shackelford about the eco-social features of an organization. This is really needed a new theoretical impulse. And then we have the study of Atefe on water management and its role also for social work in the local context, and how a sustainable management of water is possible as done by indigenous people and traditional models in many parts of the world. And youth homelessness and housing first model are studied by Mattia and also discussed as a model for eco-social approach. And then the nature-based interventions by James, which has been studied very, very deep going in empirically and to also to see how it promotes well-being, how it can be used in social work. And then we have the presentation of Aren, which is about social sustainability in the context of forced migration. And he has been studying the experiences of people and their to achieve capability and how the institutional frames can support or hinder it, terms or policies, institutions and communities in the receiving country. And Jeannie has a lecture which is mainly actually focusing on the method of a participatory peer research approach to study the experiences of young migrant women in educational integration. So we hope you can enjoy these lectures and learn a lot from them. Here are still some references. And just as a conclusion, I would like to show once the logos of the members of our consortium. So besides the University of Jyväskylä, we had two non-academic research organizations, CIRIEC from Belgium and LUKE from Oulu. It is the Natural Resource Institution of Finland, and Durham University, University of Bolzano, University of Ljubljana, Catholic University of Leuven, and the University of Bielefeld. So this has been our consortium members, and then we had also 8 NGOs as partners. So thank you so much for your attention, and wish you good luck and a lot of pleasure and exciting learning experiences with our material. Thank you so much.